Welcome to The Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Welcome back, homeowners and real estate enthusiasts, to another exciting episode of The Jones Zone. Today, we have another installment of The Great Escape. Join me as we discuss the compelling topic that has been making waves in the real estate industry in the world, the growing trend of Californians seeking new life in the beautiful state of Oklahoma this week. Accompany me on this enlightening journey is the remarkable Barbara Rounds, an accomplished real estate agent who herself and personal experience on the table. She moved from California to Oklahoma, and we're going to talk a little bit about what her experience has been. She's a wealth of expertise to shed some light on the subject. We'll delve into the factors behind this shift, comparing the real estate markets of California and Oklahoma, uncovering the hidden gems that have been attracting so many to the heartland of America. Whether you're considering a move or simply intrigued by the evolving landscape in the housing market, stay tuned as we embark on the engaging and eye-opening conversation with Barbara right here on The Jones Zone. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining me. You know, Barbara and I have known each other for probably 20 plus years, I think.
Yeah.
And so how long ago did you move to Oklahoma?
So it's been 3 years that we've been here.
3 years?
Yep. So we left right in 2020, and we had already been searching prior to that, and we had looked at other southern states and chose Oklahoma upon those because of the reasons that we'll be discussing today, which is one, a lot more freedom. And when I say freedom, I mean medical freedom, education freedom, land of opportunity, meaning more for your money in the purchasing power of real estate. And the resale value is still there, more land opportunity as well as still a high education for children.
Oh, fantastic. Boy, you just answered my first question, so we can skip that. So that was 3 years ago. You moved to Oklahoma. You're loving it. You're enjoying it. It was what you anticipated?
Yes. Yes, very much so. There is a bit of a difference of, you know, pace. So that took a little bit of time being born and raised in California, and just expecting response in a more timely manner, even on a general phone call, you know, just for like window help or something like that. And to not receive a call back for a good week, you're kind of like, did they forget about you? But there really is such a thing called Tulsa time. And it's just a much slower pace.
Wow. Now I've heard that about certain states, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's probably a little hectic.
Yeah.
It's funny. I had to pull up a map of Oklahoma. In fact, I've been doing this with most all the states just because, and it looks like you have Arkansas and Mississippi to the east of you, Kansas to the north of you, Texas basically to the east and south of you. Is that fair to say?
Right. And if you look up Oklahoma, you can see that there are different regions in Oklahoma. So necessarily where we landed in the Tulsa metropolitan area and the area that I serve, that's considered green country. And so here you're going to have a little bit more topography. You're going to have more trees. You're going to have more waterways. Very central to the Tulsa metropolitan area, you can literally get to the airport within 30 minutes, whichever direction you want to go. But yet, if you wanted to go hiking in Arkansas in a day, you could, because you're just a few hours away.
Yeah, I've heard some great things about Arkansas. So Oklahoma and Arkansas share some mountain ranges, or?
Yes, yes.
Well, I think you just answered another. Are there any tell me what do you think the reasons are for this shift of Californians moving out of California or into Oklahoma?
Okay, so I've served a lot. Since I've moved here, I focused on relocating a lot. And so the common thread that I hear, it depends on the generation that's moving. If it's a younger family generation that's moving, they're obviously moving because they want their kids to be raised in a less controlled environment. When I say controlled environment, Oklahoma also welcomes homeschooling. and homesteading. So if you are not one to put your children in private or public schools, then you are more than welcome. And there is an abundance amount of availability and on homeschooling. And a lot of people do that here. So it is very big. And then medical freedom is huge too, because not everybody agrees with a lot of the push for immunizations into the public school districts. And in Oklahoma, if your child does not get those immunizations, but yet you still want them to go to a public school, they are able to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, speaking of that, you're talking about young families. What does the entry-level housing market look like in Oklahoma?
So I would say that it has risen in the 3 years that I've been here. The entry level when I first moved here was like max 150.
And what's 150 mean? What is that? Is that a condo? Is that a house?
Oh no, that's a single family home.
Three bedroom, two bath, 1200 square feet.
That would be like a three bedroom, maybe a one bath, two bath, you know, but that's more on the outskirts of the Tulsa metropolitan area, not necessarily downtown Tulsa. So if you go north, is where we landed, which is in the city of Collinsville near Owosso, you will be able to get into an entry home of that nature 3 years later here in 2023, starting at like no more than 200,000 for a three bedroom, two bath.
Wow. That's so to do a comparison for the California residents. And I of course work primarily a lot in Orange County. So that house in Fullerton would probably be 3.5-4 times as much.
Yes. So I have a cost of living calculator that I give families that are relocating so they can calculate their current costs on where they are, to their current costs and different locations on where they're thinking of relocating to here in Oklahoma. And so I just did that same thing for Tulsa County versus Orange County. And the housing cost is 283% difference. Higher in Orange County. So that's 80% just for the counties itself, just being the difference. But the housing cost is 283% higher in Orange County than Tulsa County.
Now, are you factoring in the property tax? What are the property taxes there?
So the property tax varies from county to county, just like it does in California. So Tulsa County will be one of the higher ones. And then you have Roger County, Wagner County, you know, Washington County. So it does vary. Those figures that I just gave you was on a medium home, a two bedroom. If you rented it here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it would be about $810. Where if you rented that in Orange County for a two bedroom apartment, it would be about $2,775 there.
Barbie, you've done so much homework. I might have to have you do a few other states. This is fantastic information.
So this is all information that I give people when they reach out to me to use me for relocating, because I want them to be able to look at the medium cost of food and gas, as well as living, to where they're going to be coming to. Because once they decide on Oklahoma, they need to still decide on the territory of Oklahoma. Are they okay with driving like 20, 30 minutes to Tulsa? That was our choice. We decided to go country. We're on 10 acres and I'm okay with driving 20 minutes to Tulsa just so I can have a little bit more freedom. And yes, we have cows and chickens now, which I never thought we would have.
Wow. You know, I always said, you know what makes for really, really great neighbors? Space. So 10 yes. acres must, you have no problems with neighbors whatsoever. Actually, I have some awesome neighbors, but so is the tax like 1% or 2%? Do you know what the percentage is?
So it varies on each county. It will be a different percentage on each county. And that is one of the most confusing parts about the counties here in Oklahoma, because each town could have two separate counties. So really, like, I live in the city of Collinsville and I'm in Tulsa County. My son lives in Collinsville on the other side of town and he's in Rogers County.
Oh,
so interesting. His tax are less expensive than Tulsa.
Like 1%, 2%? Do you have any?
Oh, no, it's like less than 1%.
Okay, yeah. Less than 1% for property taxes.
So for us, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but for original Okies, that can be a big deal. That can be a big deal to them.
My mom's actually from Oklahoma. She lived there till she was around 9.
You know, your sister Jill has reached out to me about the Cherokee Nation heritage in your family, and I told her that she should come because it's huge here, and there's so much to learn in Pawhuska within driving distance, and a lot of the Cherokee Nation still owns a lot of land here. So you could definitely find out some more on your culture with the Cherokee Nation.
Oh, interesting. Now, on that note, you have a couple of weeks off in the summertime. What would one do in Oklahoma? Or even in the evening for regular evening entertainment, let's say.
Okay. So if you like to be in the water by a lake, I mean, really, you have so many waterways here in northeastern Oklahoma. I mean, we could get to water in two different directions. There's Skiatook Lake and Ulaga Lake. And then if I want to drive 2 hours, we can get to Grand Lake. So there's a ton of waterways here, hiking trails, kayaking. So if you're an adventurous person and you like the outdoors, then northeastern part of Oklahoma is definitely for you. If you like the city vibe and you want to be going to concerts or even more nightlife, the towns that are closer to Tulsa County, like Bixby, even Tulsa itself, Broken Arrow, Owosso, they offer a ton of nightlife. There's local breweries. There are live concerts in the park. And there are constant food truck events and things of that nature. So there is plenty to do. And we also have water parks. And then, of course, the closest amusement park would be in Arkansas, Silver Dollar. Or in Missouri. I think it's Missouri, actually. Sorry about that. It's in Missouri.
Now, how far are you from Arkansas?
So where I live, I can literally get to Arkansas in 2 hours.
And then also on that note, how's the traffic compared to California traffic over there in Oklahoma?
This is no traffic here.
Just you're whizzing away, whizzing by everybody.
Yeah, you are whizzing by. People will say, be careful on that freeway at 5 o'clock because the traffic. And so traffic here is considered more than 10 to 20 vehicles on the freeway at the same time. But wow. That is not stop and go, stop and go. That's not happening. You might get that in parts of Tulsa, like going to a concert that night or... But you're not going to hit it like 5 o'clock on a Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or, you know, that's not happening. No.
We have 20 cars on the on-ramp in exactly. Orange County. So now let's bring in a couple of, how's the weather? Tell me about the weather.
Okay. So the weather is going to be the biggest fear factor for everybody and the biggest concern because everybody just thinks Tornado Alley. And you're right. We are technically in Tornado Alley. However, people need to research. And I send them links to be able to research on the weather pattern. You can see the shift that's been happening in our weather, not only to us here in Oklahoma, but to even you guys there in California. The shift that's happening. One of the reasons why we didn't land in the OKC area is because of the fact that it does get more rain and tornado warnings than this part. Now, that's not to say that we don't get it in northeastern Oklahoma, because we do. We just had a good windstorm, no tornado at all. But the tornado sirens were going off and do you get fearful? Yes, but we do have storm shelters here. And our meteorologist is located in OKC, so they can tell you like exactly what street it's going to be going down if it's coming near you.
A place I read, which was pretty reliable, and some viewers will have to verify this, but I believe that 90% of the world's tornadoes are in America, in that area, which I found that out a few months ago. I read that somewhere and I thought, wow, that's incredible. So let me ask you this. So in the last year, so our listeners can kind of an idea about the storms, how many times have you had to go hunker down in that storm room or whatever it's called the last 3 years or since you've been there?
Never.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. That's not a bad batting average at all.
And my neighbors who are the original OGs, you know, of Oklahoma, and they have a storm shelter as well. And I have asked them, like, how many times have you gone in there? And their response is the same. Never.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, what about humidity? Humidity is oftentimes a challenge for Californians or for anybody. How's the humidity in Oklahoma?
So the humidity is here and it is alive and well, especially in the month of July, because we do get summer rain. So then the humidity level will get thicker. Typically, when we have that rain shower, then that humidity will lift and you'll feel it. So like yesterday, for instance, it was like 73 and then you could feel the temperatures drop, you know, getting heavier. And that's the humidity coming in. Had a little bit of a rainfall and then we were back into the 80s and 90s. So it's really like intermittent, and it's kind of an old saying here. If you don't like the weather in Oklahoma, give it 5 minutes and it will change.
That's awesome. So the humidity is not enormous. So you're talking July. So July, August, September kind of gets a little hot. How about cold? How cold does it get where you're at?
So our first year here was the coldest year ever. There was an actual big freeze in Oklahoma City. We didn't get it as much, but the winters do get cold. We do get snow. But with that being said, because we don't get it very much, when that inclement weather happens, typically the businesses shut down and they don't want you driving on the freeway. And they say, just stay home today. You know, it's a snow day to the kids on the school buses, as well as businesses, or people just work remote. So it's not too bad. It's actually very refreshing for the soul, for your body to go through the season changes. It's almost like it's a revitalization of the soul, because you appreciate what we had, and then it's nice and refreshing for the new fresh air, and just it calms the families. They start to gather more, do puzzles, you know, more indoor activities when the winter hits.
That makes sense. So you're during the winter time, I'm assuming the November, December, January is when your coldest season. Would you say the average temperature in the daytime would be 30 degrees, 50 degrees?
Could be like 30, 25. Yeah. February is the coldest here.
Okay. Okay. And then the summertime average temperature, approximately 85, 90.
I would say like 90, 95, but if the humidity is there, then it will feel like 110.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Bart, how has the influx of California residents affected the local real estate markets in Oklahoma, particularly in terms of pricing and availability?
It has definitely increased it because of the fact that we have gone through a market where people from out of state, whether they're coming from California or Washington or Oregon, because we do have a lot of those coming in as well as Texas, they are moving here. And they have the ability to just pay cash for the amount on homes here compared to where they were moving to. So that does throw out like your first time home buyer that is taking an FHA loan or something like that. It does kind of push them aside, not to say that they don't get accepted, because there are homes. I just got one accepted under 200,000, and same thing, FHA and first time home buyer. We just have to be very prompt about getting you to the property, seeing it and turning in the offer in order to get it. But the home prices definitely have increased due to out of state buyers.
What was that phrase you said you use for it takes a week for people to get back to you again? What was that phrase?
Tulsa time.
Tulsa time. So in the real estate market, there's a little less Tulsa time. It's happening a little faster. I'm kind of kidding around here.
Yes, it is happening a little faster. However, in Oklahoma, 500,000 and up is considered luxury. So in that market, they will sit a little longer. You're looking at least 50 days. Now, if it's like 10 acres or 50 acres and over 600,000, closer to 700,000, you know, we could be looking at longer time period. If we're over 1 million, we're close to a year on waiting for unless it has a business attached to it, because here there's farming and ranching and wedding venues on land.
Oh, wedding venues.
Yeah. So those are highly sought after. And then they do, because their living structure and their business structure is on the same land, they do tend to go faster.
So what would you say, you know, Orange County very well, what would be the differences? So for example, we are now, well, we have been getting a lot of buildings specifically, and I think Irvine and in Anaheim. And what I mean by that are condo buildings where it's, you know, five stories and they've got, it's almost like an apartment complex type of thing.
Right.
Do you guys have condos in Oklahoma, regular houses? Are there any new tracts that are being developed? How's that look?
Yes. Yes to all of it. So the new building is huge out here, but it's not like California where it's your big builders building communities. It's literally one developer coming in and bringing in multiple builders. So they bring in builders and it could be five or six different builders and they're building all different types of homes, but they look the same on the outside, meaning like full brick, three-car garage, things of that nature. The HOA fees out here are very minimal compared to California. We're talking like $150 a year, not $150 a month. Now, if you go buy a condo in Tulsa downtown, now we're talking, you know, $650 in HOA dues a month. And so it just depends on the lifestyle that one is looking for. If they're looking for that extravagant, contemporary downtown vibe, you can definitely get it in downtown Tulsa. But if you want that single family residence, still in a community, you will be paying like $350, $450 for a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath and 3-car garage with 1/2 acre. And you will have your HOA of $150 to $200 a year.
And that's example, right around a 2,500 square foot house or so?
So typically those homes are higher than 2,500.
Oh.
They start at 2,500 and go to at least 3,500.
Plenty of room.
Plenty of room. And the one thing that is very interesting is there's not a lot of apartments. So if you're looking for the apartment vibe, it's more like downtown in Tulsa or Broken Arrow might have, you know, smaller community, but it's not like California where it's apartment building after apartment building after apartment building. It's not that way.
And how about insurance? You know, right now, California is going through quite an adjustment on insurance because of the wildfires and some rules that have been implemented that have, well, basically caused a lot of insurance companies to leave California because there's no profit there. How is it getting insurance where you're at? Homeowners insurance?
Very easy. Very easy. Just like it used to be in California, very easy. I mean, you can group your home with your car insurance and, you know, if you have investments, you know, then you can group them all together in one. It's very easy to get. And it's not a problem. Even if your home has propane tank on it or propane gas, as opposed to natural gas, it's still not a problem.
Now, how about crime? People are always interested in knowing about the crime situation. How's crime affect where you're at?
So, crime it happens everywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's something we can't control. But if you're looking at the Tulsa metropolitan area, it's definitely more prevalent in the northern Tulsa area. So crime still happens even on the little outskirts of everything. But you have to remember that Oklahoma is a free state to carry. So most people will carry. And they're not afraid to use it. And you will not be penalized for that if you are trying to protect your property or livestock in that matter. So if there's a loose dog and they come after cattle or horses or anything like that, you do have a right to shoot and kill that dog. People do carry. So I think people know, like, don't mess around. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right, that's good to know. So it's a relatively safe area. You can find your safe area. It's just like Orange County. Orange County will have some areas that you wouldn't necessarily want to be at 2 a.m. and then some
right.
that you wouldn't care.
And the big thing here too is the pace is not only slower, but the urgency isn't there. So priorities change.
How so?
Yeah, once you relocate to Oklahoma and the pace changes and your priorities change, it seems like everything isn't like an urgent matter. And with that being said, it changes your whole mindset, your whole body vibe, the way the families, like a lot of businesses here in Oklahoma are not open on Sundays. They honor Sunday as the day with family, God, and, you know, rest.
So much less anxiety was probably a byproduct that you weren't necessarily anticipating.
Correct. Yes. A lot less anxiety. And my son, who's in his early 20s, actually said to me probably 2 or 3 weeks after we moved here 3 years ago, he said, "You know, Mom, I don't feel like I have to watch my back anymore everywhere I go."
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of sons and daughters, what's football? What do we got? The Sooners, right?
Yeah, Sooners.
Football's pretty big there in Oklahoma, I'm guessing.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, huge. Because Oklahoma doesn't have its own state, you know, huge national sport. So the college sports are huge. So you will see, you know, a flag of the college football hanging next to the United States of America and the Oklahoma flag.
Wow. I know I played basketball in high school, and I remember a neighbor from New Mexico's brother from New Mexico came to a game, and we were packed for a JV game, only for a JV game. And his comment afterwards was, "Guy, you guys don't really have a lot of fans come to the games." And I'm thinking, this was our busiest game of the year. So I knew about other states having quite a love for sports and athletics.
Yes. Yes, very much so. And it's a little, you know, it's fun to watch and fun to be around, but at the same time, you don't ever want to pick a team because you don't want to make somebody mad.
They're that passionate.
You kind of go with the flow. Yeah.
Did you know anybody in Oklahoma prior to going?
So my sister moved here years ago. So I would come here to visit. And then my nephew graduated from OU. So we would just come here to visit. And it would just be a spot to visit family. And now we call it home and love it. And we will unfortunately never return back to California because it's just the price of gas when we moved here was $1.75. The price of gas today is $2.91.
Wow. Yeah. About half or less than half. Now, what advice would you give any Californians who are considering moving to Oklahoma?
So the best advice that I could give is do your research, because there are so many misleading information, so much wealth of information, and then you have to have somebody who literally is on your side and being able to pinpoint every direction that you need to go to in your lifestyle. If they're retirement age, what are they looking for? If they are a younger family, you know, obviously a school district is going to be important to them. So definitely being able to pin it down, but also know that we are not crazy coming from California because we do expect everything so fast and in a timely manner. We make right turns on red and we pull out, the California people pull out above this double white line waiting for a yellow. Nobody does that here. So back off, stay behind the crosswalk. And if the light turns red before you get to turn left, it's okay. You're just going to have to wait for the next signal.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny. I actually mentioned this in a different podcast as well. I had an uncle that moved to Oregon years ago. And one of the things they told him is take your California license plate off when you get there. Is there kind of like that in Oklahoma, you'd say, or not really?
So it is becoming a little bit more because I would say some of the Oklahoma people are not happy with the home prices and things escalating. And it's not just California. Like I said, I mean, people from all over, people who are leaving Texas because it once was what it was, are leaving. And the same would go for Oregon people that I've moved here and Washington. They're all telling me the same things. It's just overcrowded. The cost of living is expensive. The chaos that goes on, So it's really looking for the normalcy, but then we have to look within ourselves and say, like, how do we adapt ourselves into this environment now? Because if I left that, I need to leave that behavior behind as well. So it is adapting to a new culture. And I would say at least a year that takes.
Like you said, it's a natural adaptation because you're no longer feel that stress and et cetera, because the whole vibe is that way.
Right. And the sense of urgency for everything isn't there. So like if you called to, you know, make an appointment with your doctor because they put it as an emergency stat, I mean, it's okay if it's the next day or 2 days. If it was really something that important, the doctor would have handled it himself, you know? So, yeah.
You have to schedule an appointment to the emergency room a week in advance. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, another thing that I know a lot of listeners want to know, because I have a tremendous amount of people also moving because of grandchildren. And so they are actually coming back and forth to California. Well, how close are you to an airport? What's your airport?
So the Tulsa metropolitan area, you are literally, like, if you're in downtown Tulsa, you're 15 minutes away from the Tulsa airport. I'm in Collinsville, and my office is in Owosso, and I can get to that same airport within 20 minutes.
And then what is the flight? Oklahoma to California, to Orange County.
So there's one direct flight, so you can always go that route, but I think it goes directly into LA, not Orange County, a direct flight. So other than that, it would depend on the layovers that you choose, but no more than 4 or 5 hours, because it would just go off of whatever flight you chose and whatever delays, because there is a change of flight.
All right. And then flying to, I don't know why I'm asking this, but flying to Florida, I just want to get a flavor of how far it is from the East Coast. That's like an hour and a half, 2 hour flight.
We flew to Florida in February, and it was about 2.5 hours.
All right.
Yeah.
So a lot of people want to move somewhere where they can come back and visit California on occasions.
Right. And so the other thing though, too, that is important, for people, cause I have relocated some people here that are retiring. So they took an early retirement and able to cash out on their home, move here. And the feedback that I get from them is, I love having one trash can.
Yeah.
I love knowing that, you know, my HOA dues are paid for the year at the beginning of the taxes. And the other feedback was, I love the seasons. I didn't know how much I would love the seasons.
You get all four of them there.
You get all four here. Mm-hmm. And it could be in one day too.
Well, you know, I was telling you how my mom came from them. In fact, their family, I think we still have a really small, useless piece of land there. I don't know why the heck I'm bringing that up. It's kind of irrelevant.
Well, maybe it's Cherokee Nation land.
Yeah, I think it is.
They do have a lot of land still here, and they have wells that are still on it and forming and things of that nature. So there is property here that has active wells on there. So the mineral rights are not sold with the property, especially in Osage County.
Speaking of that, what are the biggest industries there? It sounds as though oil is one.
Yes. And we have I didn't look that up. I'll be honest with you, but the broker just said there was an agree upon new business coming in that's supposed to be bringing about 18,000 new employers to the Tulsa area. So whether or not it has actually been locked in yet, I don't know. He mentioned it at our last meeting, but for sure the oil is what made Tulsa. And you can even look, which is what we did and what I recommend when people, if you look at OKC compared to Tulsa, OKC is obviously much bigger, but there is more graphs and grids here in Tulsa. So it's much easier to get around.
So would you say the majority of people from, let's say, California, Oregon, Washington are coming there for retirement or for relocating their family for, let's say, schools, or kind of a combination of both?
So definitely relocating their family, because they could be coming from those California, whatever, and it's a two family income, where they come here, they are now able to be a one family income and still live beyond the expectations of what they were living in California, because they pay very well here in Oklahoma, especially if you have experience. California work ethic is very strong. So when people move here, they move up quickly in their job and their pay raise goes up quickly, then enables their family to be a one family income where the mother or the father can stay home with the children and make sure they get off to school or homeschool, whatever, you know, route that they are choosing to go. But I've definitely relocated more families here because of that. And then they can still work remotely if they want to. Some of them actually went down to part-time as opposed to working full-time.
Wow. So it's a healthy, very healthy job market.
Yes. The work ethic that California people bring is very strong. So with that being said, I'm not saying that the Oklahoma work people are not strong. I'm just saying that there's a pace that they work at and there's a pace that California people work at. And it's almost like we don't want to waste any time, where if something else gets done a little bit slower, it's okay. It's really okay. The job still got done.
Right.
You know, so I only say that from experience watching my adult children move up very quickly in their jobs. And then other families that I've moved here, literally they went from being a plumber to now managing a plumbing business. So really the growth is non-stoppable for these California people who move here with such a strong work ethic.
Wow, that's huge. That's a very compelling point. Barbara, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us and giving us your expertise. I was so happy when you agreed to do this, because I really am looking for, especially people who had once lived in California, now are in their new home state. And I wanted to get that perspective of the difference between the two states. So you've been enormously helpful. Barbara, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you if they have any further questions that we didn't cover here on the show.
Sure, absolutely. You can reach me at, my cell phone number is 918-810-7447. I do have a website, barbararounds.com, and that's BarbaraRounds.com. And I work for a broker that is called Solid Rock Realtors. So yeah. And I would love to answer any questions. And I have a Facebook page. It's called Relocating to Oklahoma from California.
Oh,
and there's a lot of great camaraderie back and forth from people who have moved from California to all over Oklahoma. So anybody's welcome to join that page and just be a part of it and question and just go from there.
Wow, that's some great, great information. Well, thank you so much. What time is it? You're 2 hours difference from here, correct?
Right. So it's 12 o'clock.
All right. Well, go enjoy the rest of your day. And I so, so appreciate you doing this for us. And I hope our listeners will contact you and talk to you more about moving to Oklahoma.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show. Leave a review and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.